One of tonight's top headlines from the Hill, former Senator John Warner, the second longest serving Republican senator in Virginia's history, died of heart failure yesterday at the age of 94. News Nation correspondent Allison Harris is live for us in D.C. tonight with a look back at his legacy in Congress. Allison.
Marnie, in a time when it feels like real bipartisanship has long left Washington, John Warner was an old school statesman who, as Secretary of the Navy or five-term U.S. Senator from Virginia, helped shape U.S. military policy across the globe. Today, President Biden paying tribute to Warner in a statement, saying that he lived an extraordinary life of service and accomplishment. Warner supported the invasion of Iraq under George W. Bush in 2003, but later broke with Bush over the 2007 surge of U.S. troops into that country, saying Americans had given enough of their sons and daughters. He was pro-choice, supported gun control, but for the most part held a voting record aligning with Republican presidents during his time in office.
I rise today to mourn the passing of a statesman, a patriot, a mentor, a friend, and someone who loved this institution as much as anybody I know.
Warner was also married to one of the biggest stars of all time. He was married to Elizabeth Taylor, the glamorous movie star of epics like Cleopatra and dozens of other films in 1976. Taylor campaigned with her husband in his first Senate run 2 years later, 1978, which he won. She held the Bible for Warner when he was sworn into the Senate. It was Taylor's sixth of eight marriages in her lifetime. During their marriage, Taylor described herself as a housewife from small town Virginia and complained that life as a senator's spouse was boring. Later in her life, she also laughed about how she was told to dress during the campaign, saying, "I ended up in a tweed suit. Me, tweed suits, what I won't do for love." The pair ultimately blamed Warner's work for their divorce after 6 years together, Taylor writing in her book that the split came because she couldn't bear the intense loneliness that she felt with a husband in politics. Tributes are pouring in for Warner tonight, crediting his decades of service to the country, most recently from Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, talking about him being a World War II veteran and a Korean War veteran. Marnie, Rob.
Big impact in the world of politics across the country. Allison, some history, I understand, was made as well today at the White House press briefing. Can you give us an indication of what happened?
Yes, obviously, often there's history coming out of those briefings, but today it was a specific kind of history. The principal deputy press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, being the first openly gay spokeswoman to lead a briefing and also the first black spokeswoman in 30 years. Judy Smith was the last. She was the first black spokeswoman to lead a briefing. That was back in 1991 under then President George H.W. Bush. They got to take a picture together after the briefing, so the two were together. And I have to tell you, I saw a caption on that photo that said, "The first, the second, and certainly won't be the last." Marnie?
That is great. Great to celebrate. Allison, thank you.